So Azure Functions is a great way to write serverless applications on top of the cloud. But you know, we want to know how we can test these functions. So in this episode, I'm going to have Jeff Holland come on and let us know exactly how we can get involved in unit testing our Azure Functions in this episode of the .NET Show. Welcome to another episode of the .NET Show. My name is Cecil Phillip, and I have a special guest with me today. Mr. Serverless.
There it is.
Jeff Holland, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
You know that name's going to stick, right?
That's
not going anywhere.
Once it's on .NET, it's over.
Exactly.
The millions of downloads on day one, I'm going to have to get a new Twitter handle now.
You're going to have to, man. So we just got back from Ignite. Yep. Tons of functions, updates, and announcements. Could you give us like a really quick rundown of like what are some of the highlights of some of the things that happened?
Yeah, sure. The big moment at Ignite was Azure Functions version 2 became generally available. Mm-hmm. So what that means is, you know, it's a new version. It's bigger, it's better, it's faster. Mm-hmm. It's actually smaller. When we first released Azure Functions, it was written on top of .NET Framework 4.7,
yeah.
Or even 4.6. So we rewrote the entire host. We made a bunch of enhancements, performance improvements, extensibility improvements, and it's now written in .NET Core 2.1. So that means that as a developer now, you can write functions targeting .NET Core 2.1. You get some nice performance benefits from that. Enables to do more things like start to light up new triggers or bindings. Right. So one of the things we talked about at Ignite 2 was, you know, we have a new binding for SignalR. So you can add your functions talk to SignalR, and if anyone wants to write their own bindings for some other service, that's also available too. So this big version 2 release, .NET Core 2.1, it's a lot of goodness there.
You know, there's so much stuff that came out, and you know, one of the things I always do is I always send people to Eduardo's blog post, because he has a pretty good summary of a lot of the things that are in there.
And it even includes at the bottom a little sneak peek at roadmap of like what's next. So
Man.
I know the post-Ignite, whatever our next announcements are going to be. So
that's
going to
be exciting, man. Mm. So for this show in particular, I think we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more fundamental for functions developers. So I love Visual Studio, and I like to be able to debug and run my functions on my local machine. But I also want to be able to do unit tests too. Mm. And that's the question too I hear a lot of customers asking.
Yeah.
Like, how can I do unit testing like I would in my typical .NET application with MS tests or XUnit or whatever the case is, but I want to be able to do it Azure Functions. Like, how can I do that?
Yeah, and this is something I hear a lot too. And one of the, I guess, challenges with with functions or at least differences is that it's very opinionated. Like we expect a certain method signature, we expect a certain amount of parameters. Mm-hmm. We ourselves as a service are going to be in charge of like instantiating your method, creating your invocation. So it can be a little bit foreign to people who are looking at this and saying, I don't have the same controls that I'm used to having.
Right.
Like, I can't make this method be everything that I want. I might not be able to inject dependencies in the same way I'm used to. So what does that mean from once I need to make this testable and using all of the frameworks I'm used to doing? So the good news is it's not as scary as it sounds, but it is still worth looking at and doing. So I can even walk through a quick example here. I've got something very simple on my machine. And this is just a simple Azure function. I kept it as simple as I possibly could using the new version 2 runtime. I'm going to get an HTTP request. I need to look at that request, and there's going to be a query parameter with a number. And all I need to do is detect, is this going to be an odd number or an even number? And I've done some improvement recently, so this can be a really big number, an odd and even. So the function itself is pretty simple. But to your point, like, how do I unit test this? How do I make sure that if I go and make a change, if I change a line of code, that I'm not going to regress or have any issues?
Right. So if we take a look at the function really quickly, so as a person that I want to write unit tests, I got to be able to create my own HTTP request, right? And then I got to create an instance of that logger.
Yeah.
Because I got to pass those dependencies, right? I got to pass those parameters into the function. Right, so how do we do that?
Yeah. So I added just to my solution a test project. This is using XUnit specifically, targeting .NET Core 2. And then I've written one for like my odd or even one is the one we're looking at. Mm-hmm. Here's where I run my test for this function. So I have a few unit tests here, like one, check if it's an even number, check if it's an odd number, and then check if I pass in something that's not a number. And I've written some things to help me. Like, I do need to generate an HTTP request, as you mentioned. And so I can actually just go straight to this definition. And here's where I'm generating my own HTTP request. So I have, I've created an HTTP request. I'm creating the right query parameter, and then I return that request back. I could do this with a mocking framework if I wanted to, but in this case, I've actually just created a completely valid HTTP request to pass in that I'm reusing for all of my tests.
Sure.
And then I execute the function. All Azure functions today are static, and they're public as well. Mm-hmm. So I just say, you know, odd or even dot run. I pass in that HTTP request. I pass in that logger, which is an implement instance of a null logger. We use the .NET Core's iLogger abstraction so that you can pass in whatever custom logger you want. I'm just going to pass in a null logger because I don't need to do anything crazy with this. And then I just have my asserts here. So I say, hey, is this good? Is this good? So some differences there. Like I need to make sure that I'm generating the right HTTP request, that I'm passing in the right logger. But for the most part, this looks and feels fairly similar to other unit tests too.
Right.
And it does get a little bit more, so I have one more example that I'll show. It's the same function, but this one's a little bit more advanced. Because in this case, if you notice from this attribute, and this is how I kind of set up those relationships with other services, here this is going to trigger on a storage queue.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait for a message to get dropped in a storage queue, and I'm going to look at what that message is, and based on that message, there's a few things here. I need to know if it's odd or even, but I also want to make an outbound call. So this function is going to call, you can see, a very important API, and I'm going to pass it the content, whether it's odd or even. So there's a few unique things about this. The first one is, you know, this is potentially a more rich type. This might be something like a cloud queue or something more rich than string even.
Yeah.
But it also gets interesting because now I have something like an HTTP client. And how do I make sure that I can do my unit tests in the same way where I'm not injecting this HTTP client? This is just something in my function.
Right.
So I'll just show that unit test too. A lot of the same things are there. In this case, though, without going too much into it, and all this code is on GitHub, we'll actually show this in a little bit. I'm going to mock an HTTP request handler that I'm going to pass in as that HTTP client. So here I'm looking at that HTTP client that I'm going to be using. I'm creating a mock of it so that when I send it a request, I can control the response. So I'm not actually hitting the endpoint because I don't want to actually call that endpoint and do something important whenever I'm running my unit test. So I've had to mock this. This is something that's a little bit different with functions because traditionally I might do something like dependency injection where I could inject in my own client handler. But here, because we don't have a way yet, it's coming soon, we don't have a way yet to do full dependency injection, I've actually just had to pull that actual HTTP client and change it before I run any of my tests. And then I have my unit tests here that go through, they make sure if it's odd or even. I've got my logging, and I can do my assertions here as well. So some differences between the last one, I had to do some interesting things with like my HTTP handler. I might have to do something similar if I like was trying to output to Cosmos DB or something else, where I have to be a little bit creative, but I can still do it, and it's still just as important because like I need to make sure when I go make a change to my code before I go publish this, and now this can scale to a million in a second, which is super exciting.
Right.
I don't want to scale a million bugs just as quickly as well.
Sure. One of the ways I like to think about it is, you know, even though Azure Functions is a serverless platform, we're still talking about testing functions.
Yes.
Right. It's still, for lack of better words, just a function.
Yeah.
Right. So the same way that you treat your typical C# VB, you know, framework functions, is the same way that we could look at this. So, you know, I might think, oh, hey, I have this trigger. Oh my God, like how do I create a trigger? Well, it's just an HTTP request. So we create an HTTP request. Oh, my function is returning like a task or it's returning this or that. Well, just create that, right? Like just like you would your typical C# operations, right? We could do the same thing with Azure Functions.
Yeah. That's
and then you could use XUnit, you could use I saw you're using MOQ, right? You're using mock,
yep.
Right? But so that doesn't matter. But we could use any framework, testing framework, mocking framework, and we could, you know, pretty much go through the same process that we would with general C# functions.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's a perfect way to think about it. In some ways, we almost scare ourselves a little bit by saying like this is something totally new. And at the end of the day, to your point, like I just have there is just a function here, and I just need to test this function. I guess the part we want to help work on too is we want to make this more flexible. In fact, you'll see some stuff even in the coming weeks where we'll let you do some more things with dependency injection. And you might need to be a little bit more creative where we don't have samples as much and making sure that I have access to the pieces I need to manipulate. Because as we said at the beginning, this is opinionated as well. Like I can't just change this to anything I want it to. I need to make sure I have this attribute, has to be a set number of types. You know, iLogger can't be any logger. It needs to be an iLogger and so forth. So you are working in some constraints, but at the end of the day, You just have your method, just test your function, just test your function.
Right, that's awesome. So what about if we wanted to do something like integration testing, for instance? Like, what would that look like?
Yeah, this is a, I first heard of this on a GitHub issue, because everything Azure Functions is actually open sourced, and someone was like, hey, I know the host runtime, the thing that's actually running your code, the thing that fires this trigger, I know that's all in .NET. Is there a way that as part of my testing infrastructure, I could test how all of those pieces work too? Because if I think from like the pyramid of testing, these unit tests are great and I can do a bunch of them, but it's really just testing the things within the scope of line 15 to line 38 here.
Right.
There's a whole other part of this application where this is going to get hooked into the function's runtime. It's going to be hooked into this specific queue. I need to make sure that that trigger fires how I expect it to, that the message is formatted how I expect it to. And that's where things like integration testing become very interesting, because I want to make sure that those components are working too.
Right.
I'm not going to do them at the same scale. I'm not going to have 1,000 of these integration tests, but I do want a small few to make sure that that works.
Right.
So there's a few ways I've seen this done. Like, there's the kind of quick and dirty way, which is just, I'm going to go deploy this, deploy it directly into the cloud, and I can just run a few tests on a developer instance of my function, and then it's running in the cloud service, and that works fine too.
Right.
There is one way, though, that I'll call out, and I've used this before in a few samples. I don't have it for this test project right now, but if I actually come to like our Azure Functions project, so this is the GitHub project for where we write Azure Functions.
Right.
It's fully open source. Anybody can help contribute. But we actually have some stuff here that you can leverage as well. So if I come into our tests, we run integration tests on a number of different functions, and you can follow the same patterns that we do as well for how we do things like integrate testing with Cosmos DB, integrate testing with Event Hubs. And all of it really comes from things like this test function host. So here, and you could use this same code, and I've done the same thing where I like copy and paste this code into my own test projects, I can actually instantiate my own version of the Azure Functions host in memory for my own tests.
Right.
So this is actually like going and creating a full Azure Functions runtime. It will go listen to the services that it's supposed to listen to. It will trigger. It will then execute my code. And I can then validate with things like logs and metrics to make sure that what I wanted to happen actually happened. So this is a good example here. I'm not going to run this right now, but the same way that we do these integration tests, I know there's a lot of code here because we test a lot of things like secrets and so forth. But at its core, like I could do something as cool as open up my test explorer, say run my integration test, and completely in memory, whether it's in Azure Pipelines or here in Visual Studio, it could actually listen for triggers for my data sources, execute them, and make sure that all of those wires connected how I expected them to in a fully automated way.
Right. You know, and one of the things I like to tell people that they could do as well is also take a look at the Azure Storage Emulator. So if you wanted to, you know, mock storage, right, for whatever reason, you could easily do that, right? And you can install it on your machine. It's totally free, right? And then now you could point your functions instance to that, right? Like your host instance to that. And so now you can have like a mock storage, so to speak, and like a mock runtime. And then now you have like this really rich integration experience that you could have like right here on your machine.
It's pretty nice. You can, like, in some ways, because there are a lot of emulators for some of these services, you can now almost have like your own private environment of the cloud directly on wherever you're running your tests, which can be really, really helpful.
Right.
So yeah, that is worth calling out. It's something I know a few very power users are following these examples to run these integration tests to have that extra bit of like, hey, this is running how I expect it to. And again, something that we want to make even more accessible as we move forward. So just keep an eye on this repo and some of our samples, because we'd love a day where like I just install a NuGet package into my, you know, XUnit or MS test whatever project. And now I can start running these end-to-end tests all on my own as well.
Right. I know another thing that might be a little bit of an aside, I guess, is, you know, we had a lot of good announcements around, what's that thing called? Around application insights.
Right. Oh,
and so
yeah.
I know that's also a great way to kind of just get feedback, maybe not necessarily integration testing, but maybe, you know, testing in production or doing some A/B testing. You know, you can have different versions of your functions and it's running inside of the cloud. And I can kind of look at some of that telemetry and I can kind of understand like what exactly is happening here on which version and, you know, like what are my results on either side of the table. So that's another thing too that I think we could point out.
It is. And there's a few things in that too. I think one of the nice things about serverless is you really can just kind of publish this app, like the one I have right now, up into the cloud and run whatever tests I want, look at the telemetry from App Insights, do some tests there without having to worry about necessarily doing it all emulated because it's all serverless. Like, I'm not paying for it unless I'm running it. It's not like I have to worry about, like, oh, now I have to pay for two copies of my production environment. Yeah. It's like, you're only really paying for the tests you're running.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing too, though, is you can even run some of these tests that we've been talking about because this is fully open sourced. You could, if you wanted to, you could run some of these tests, unit tests, integration tests, on the version of Azure Functions that we haven't yet rolled out to the cloud service.
Oh, really?
So, like, if I wanted to, and I know that, like, hey, the Azure Functions team just posted an announcement that next week they're going to roll out a new version, I could go run some of these tests on that version before we roll it out, and so that I know ahead of time, like, oh, I'm still good, and, like, yeah, we don't ship breaking changes, but some people like the knowledge of knowing, like, hey, this is cool that I can actually have that power. That's one of the good things about being open source, that you can... Yeah. You can even start to test and validate your scenarios before we go and ship things.
Right, and that's really good for customers, but it's good for your team as well, right? Because now you get to get some early feedback before you push these pieces out. Like, is this working? You know, here's some different use cases, and these are what the results are.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
That's awesome, man. So now, what if I, you know, I needed to go somewhere to get some resources about how can I get started with this? Like, I want to learn how to test this. I want to see some samples and some demos, or maybe even I want to reach out to the team and you know, contact somebody about, am I doing this the right way? Like, what is the path that I need to go down for that?
Yeah, and this is still, like, and it's even apparent from this, like, this is still an evolving space. Like, there's, we want to hear as much from the community as we want to talk to the community on, like, what are some of the ways that you want to be able to test your functions? What are some of the things we're missing? In terms of the best places to get started, there's a few that are helpful. There is a blog series on the Microsoft Azure Medium blog that I wrote that has to do with serverless and DevOps and CI/CD. I talk about unit testing. I go through some of these samples. I even go into things like making that an automated release process. So that's something worth looking at if you go and subscribe to the Microsoft Azure blog on Medium. As a whole, our team, we're very active on things like GitHub. So if there's an issue or something that's not working, you're more than welcome to open up an issue, and we're tracking and triaging those as a team all of the time.
Yeah.
And then we're all very active on Twitter, like yourself as well. Sure. Like, if there's something that you're not sure of, if there's something you're like, hey, check this out, I would love to hear from you personally, whether it's the Azure Functions Twitter handle, whether it's to myself directly. Like, let me know, you know, what's working, what's not working, what you'd like to see us do next. This is something that's only going to get better over the next few months.
Sure. And then you also have the Azure Functions Live that you do as well.
Yeah, so that's right.
I know you answer a lot of questions from, you know, users and customers and whatnot on that show too.
Yeah, that's right. So every month on YouTube, there's an Azure Functions YouTube channel. If you subscribe to that, once a month we'll go out, we'll talk about some of the things we're working on, some of the things we've shipped, and then answer questions. That's another good resource as well.
Cool, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been great being here. Thanks a ton.
Awesome. And this has been another episode of the On.NET Show. We just learned how we could test our functions here in our machine with Azure Functions.